I'm John Betts with David Maxwell, Vice President of the Asia, of the Center for Asia Pacific Security. David, you recommend that there is something that can be done in the information space, pushing back against this agreement in Pyongyang. What would you describe would be adequate for the moment, given the rhetoric is flowing from Moscow?
Yeah, we need to have very measured rhetoric and we need, this is where we need to talk softly and carry a big stick. We need to continue our high level of exercises demonstrating our military superiority, the readiness and capabilities of our forces. But from an information perspective, this is where we need to really be wise. First of all, we must recognize Kim Jong-un and Putin's strategy, understand it deeply, and then expose it. We've got to expose this strategy. And part of exposing the strategy is exposing their weaknesses. And this is how we inoculate the press, the pundits, the policymakers, and the public to the actions of Russia and North Korea. Expose that strategy and then attack it. And we attack it using the information instrument of power and expose the weaknesses, tell the stories that are happening inside. The people inside North Korea are suffering because of the deliberate policy decisions of Kim Jong-un and his failed promises. He has failed to deliver on nuclear weapons to the Korean people. He promised peace and prosperity with nuclear weapons, and that hasn't happened. Now he has taken away all hope of the Korean people by saying he'll no longer pursue peaceful unification. Again, the only thing that Kim Jong-un is more afraid of than the military, the U.S. and South Korean military, is his own people. And therefore, we need to apply the leverage to help the Korean people understand their plight. We need to provide massive quantities of information, practical information on how to affect change. We need to provide facts and the truth and understanding of their inalienable human rights in order to generate that collective action that will put pressure on Kim Jong-un, where he will either change his behavior or he will be changed internally by the elite, by the second-tier leadership, or by the Korean people at large. But we need to use the information instrument of power to really exert that pressure on Kim Jong-un. And in addition, of course, continued sanctions enforcement, proliferation security initiative to interdict at sea transfers of illicit weapons, and really put pressure on Kim all the way around, including cyber activities and global illicit activities that are taking place. We really need to have a holistic application of all of our instruments of national power, short of military force, to pressure Kim Jong-un.
Are Kishida and Yoon open to what you've just recommended? We have about a minute. Will they participate in information spaces, what you're talking about? Will they participate?
I should hope so. Japan hosts an operations center with military forces from Korea, the United States, Australia, Canada, Europe, to support sanctions enforcement. The Dutch were harassed by the Chinese for trying to enforce sanctions with North Korea. Right. And we've seen, a lot of support for that. And so I would hope, information is much cheaper than military action. Right. And effective information can really be a game changer if we choose to use it effectively.
David Maxwell is the Vice President of the Center for Asia Pacific Security.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.